opposing Pasha's Kisavoy.
The Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis Tanya Yirmei Oyime Chayavad Melavorech Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. This is Mechuyev every day to say Mea Brochas Shenema Poskin Dvorek Per Yud V'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elekech Hashom Memcho Kim Liro. Everyone is the Poskin carries on. We'll see soon how exactly we learn from this Poskin Mea Brochas, but Mea says it's a Chiyav. Mea Brochas every day is a Chiyav. The Gemara continues with Chia, Reid Rav, with Avia, B'Shabbat on Shabbos, Abiyima, Tavi on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're going to see Cheshvan and Mea Brochas, you don't always manage to get your full amount. So here's Torah, there's a Tircha, he bothered himself, and he managed to make up the deficiency in the Brochas, he managed to make up the rest to get to Mea Brochas, but it's Maku, Magati, with different types of food, fruits, and things like that. He used to try hard to get his Mea Brochas through other means. Normally on a weekday, we're going to see the Cheshvan soon. I usually have Mea Brochas on Shabbos. And Yom Tov, we're missing much more. You haven't got one Esther three times. You don't have tefillin. There's Brochas he's missing, so he tried hard. It was a Tircha, but he tried to try and get his Mea Brochas. Because the Remeah says, Zechiv, Chayv on the Levar of Kolyo. We know the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Say, and Loisa say, collectively 613 mitzvahs. There's seven Drabonons. Erevin, Tilisidai, Megillah, seven, this is Rabbanon, Machlokes, how you get the Cheshvan of seven. And one of them is Mea Brochas. And the 613 together with the seven of 620, which can match your Keser, Mesuk Sfate Keser, and Musa, forgive me, Rosh of a Keser, Yutnu, Lecha, Keser, Melucha, this Keser of the 620, the 630 mitzvahs, with seven Rabbanons together, the whole amount is the crown that we give to Rebbein Shalom. Therefore, the person missing out one of the mitzvahs, it's a shame you won't get the full amount to create the keser. So this mitzvah, even as Mr. Rabbonon, he finds people are not so makbid in Mea Brochas. Lamais is one of the 620 which create the keser. You ought to make sure you get it right. How is Mea Brochas introduced? The famous story the Torah brings down, Memvav will know. The David HaMelech had counted Klal Yisrael, there's an issur to count the Yidden. And he had counted Klal Yisrael, and there was a plague, and every day 100 people were dying. As the Medrash goes on, how the Rebbeinu Shem offered him different things. Eventually, he realized the reason why the people are dying is because of his aveir of counting the Eden, and his Mesakin at the time, Mea Brochas, Machlokes Rishonim, where there was always around, he just reinstituted it. It had become forgotten and cheapened, and he reinstituted it, it was Mechazike, or whether he brought him for the first time, or whether people did him, it wasn't a Chiv, and now he made it into a Chiv, different Mahalchim. But either way, David HaMelech brought it back to life as Mea Brochas. And b'schus that, 100 people stopped dying every day. He saw Brocha Kodesh, that was a way to be masakin it. Through Mea Brochas, and as Rabbi Shimon Bingus explains, there was a problem going on here. The Rabbi Shimon and us weren't getting along. It was a Shalom Bayis problem. The first solution was speak every time, speak again and again, make the connection. Have the conversation 100 times a day, round and round and round. Like 100 text messages, 100 emails. Keeping up with the Rebbeinu Shalom, hi, how are you doing? Every time, round and round, every day, 100 times, building that connection that was severed through the Aver Kant of Klal Yisrael and through the Mea Brochas. That's what we do today. We say Mea Brochas, we're reconnecting with the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're still friends, we still get along, we have this connection. That's the Mea Brochas, it's the conversation round and round to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Lamai says many mitzvahs out there which are hard to do. Sometimes look after someone else is not easy. There's many mitzvahs out there which are expensive. Bang Arab meaning matters, things cost a lot of money. This is a mitzvah which is absolutely free. All you have to do is eat. It's very simple. You have to make sure to eat enough times, every time to get a new brocha. You know, some mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu Shem will tell you why you didn't do it. You'll say it was hard, it was expensive, I couldn't. This, Sach HaKol, he'll tell you, you know, a couple of chocolates, jelly beans, fruits, a few things you could have got down every day. It could have made you Mea Brochas. Hands down, it would have been so easy. It's harder to get away with such a thing when it's a mitzvah which doesn't cost you, and in fact, all it comes down to is eating extra. It's hard to say. The Rebbeinu Shem one day was a hard mitzvah to do. So that's the Mea Brochas of the Melech introduced it. You've got to make sure as well when you do say the Brochas, you say it properly, but Kavona. You don't gobble it down. As Rosh Hashanah Bengis used to say, he used to speak to children and tell them, the reason why my bracha takes longer than your bracha is because my arm is longer than yours. So for the food to get from the table to my mouth takes longer than for you. So my bracha takes slightly longer, but that's really how we do it. We take it the length of the food to our mouth. That's the timing, and if it takes longer to unwrap it, then you find the bracha slows down as they struggle with the wrapping. And then as they get the food to the mouth, it speeds up again, because that's the timing we give for the bracha. But really, my brachas, every bracha should be said with kavana. So we've got this last time, not doing anything, not picking up anything, just standing there with food in your hand, not moving, shouldn't be taking out the microwave, putting it in, taking out the fridge, opening the packet. The bracha is made with kavana, because it's to build this connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, talk to him again, to avoid such a thing happening again. We want to say with kavana. Make sure nothing around you is inappropriate. Again, when you travel, there's people dressed appropriately, the screen's on, there's things on there. You want to make sure you're not looking at anything wrong. Someone told me he was in the airport and everyone was just dressed in all sorts. He couldn't daven. He realized the best place to daven was in the toilet. Really, we know about Etzem, we don't daven in the toilet, but today our toilet is a machloik, because our poiskim, what dinner has. He decided to go to the poiskim, which were makel, and he said that was the only place he could find, that there's no one around dressed in the robe. And we wouldn't do this, lachatchilik, it's a major machloik, what dinner the toilet actually has. There are those that make it, others that make it, it's a big sugya. And therefore you would avoid it, but his point was that he managed to find someone to daven. It was just wherever he looked. Right, you could close your eyes. Someone's dressed inappropriately, you should look away. If you can't, you close your eyes. There's a famous story. His bracha told the Chazon Ish, his mother doesn't cover her hair. So every time he makes a bracha, he turns around. And the Chazon Ish told him, you shouldn't do that, you embarrass your mother. A bracha, sach hakol, is a drabonon, efshe daraisa. To embarrass someone is definitely daraisa. Especially your mother, you haven't given up aim. The Chassid Shalom, you mustn't do that. He said, close your eyes. The Ikatin is close your eyes. Close your eyes. Pretty having such kavana for the bracha. You close your eyes. You see a bracha, such kavana. She won't realize you're doing it to avoid looking at her hair. But if you can, without embarrassing the person, you look to the side. Some mamachman, both close your eyes and look to the side. They're still within your vision if you turn your eyes. But if your head's completely turned, even by moving your eyes, you can't see, it's no problem at all. Someone told me he has a friend which wasn't so from. Was from, but then he decided not to be so from. And he was watching the match one Matzah Shabbos in a pub somewhere, and he realized that he didn't make Abdullah yet. So he ordered the beer, and in the pub he started saying, hey! And he made Abdullah there in the pub. Other people there found it quite amusing. But if that ever does happen, again, you watch out. There's no one around dressed in a way which you couldn't make a bracha. And he said the bracha slowly, but kavana, because every bracha is part of my brachas. We're trying to get the keser. We're trying to gain that through getting the 630 mitzvahs in a complete way. I've seen the Meir Brachas, but not properly. You haven't gained much. The Ramban explains the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world was a chesed, so we can come close to him through praising him. And if you're not praising him, you're defeating the whole purpose, the whole system's falling down. There's no point anymore. Therefore, many of us do say Meir Brachas many times. Usually we do say. But the challenge is we say it properly, but come on. So even though you get the cheshbon, on weekday, at least Shabbos, we're going to discuss how to get the cheshbon. Weekday, you always get the cheshbon in your brachas, probably with kavanah. The Abu Dram goes so far as to say, we say in Nishmas, Heim, Heim, Yoidu, Vivorchu, Vishabchu, Vivorum, all these things, they praise Hashem, and Heim, Heim, Pashas, we learn the and all the Evorum the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. He says, Heim, Heim is Heim Nun, Heim Mem. Hey Nun is 55, Heim Mem 45, 45 and 55 is 100. It's the Meir brachas, they're the ones. That's the Hein Hein, Yoidu Vivorchu Vishabchu Vivoru. Those are things we're praising Hashem with, is the Meir Brachas. You see how much significance is attached to the Meir Brachas by the Rishonim. In fact, the Torah, Shas Shuf Min Hashemayim, they say the reason why in the morning there are Brachas, we say so many Brachas every morning, Brachas Torah is two or three Brachas, Machlek is two or three, and it's Doim Hashiyot Zalik HaNeshama, and then we go through Brachas HaShacha, Shas HaNigoy, Ovet, Isha. Really, you could put them all into one long Bracha. The reason why Chazal split up and made it into so many brachas was to help us achieve the Meir brachas. They set up the system in a way to make it easy for us to get the Meir brachas. You see how magnificent they were on this mitzvah, seemingly small mitzvah, but they went so far as to design davening in a way to make sure that we achieve the Meir brachas. So we said that we learn it from the Gemara says, "V'ati saw Mo Hashem lekecha shol mimcha." So it's famous already. Rashi says, "Al tikri Mo ele Meir." It's not Mo Hashem, it's Meir. Meir Hashem, Hashem requires from you Meir Brachas. Tosfos learns it different. He says if you count the letters in the Pasuk, there's 100 letters in the Pasuk, which is Asmachta. It shows that this Pasuk represents the number 100, which is for Meir Brachas. The other Malchim, Tosfos has. He says Mo as well, with Atbash. If Aleph is Tof, He switched them around, base his shin, so more is matching 100 as well at bash. Either we learn it from that pasuk, it's only drabonon. It's a smach. We learn it from the pasuk. We base it on the pasuk. Either it's mitzvah drabonon. Lemaisa, the Rambam Bahag learns deraisa. The others learn deraisa. More couple of rishonim. But Behikah we take on as drabonon. That's how the mainstream psak is only drabonon. And therefore, we'll see later. Grab the smekas when you have a sofik. We'll see some rochz local, some drabonon local. Either way, it's absolute chiyuv. Even if it's in drabonon, Remeis is chayav adam levorich. Someone was saying on Rosh Hashanah is one of those days in Yom Tov where you struggle with Meir Brachos. Shabbos and Yom Tov, he said, you're down on the count. We'll get to it later. Rosh Hashanah is one of those days which is down on the count. And he says, people are so makbid to hear Meir Kolis, 100 Kolis from the Shefa every single Rosh Hashanah, which is only a minig, and the makbid not to talk the whole Musaf to have the Brocha on the Kolis, which is only a minig. He says, this on the Meir Kolis, Meir Brachos, on the other hand, is Mamash Achiyah, Vidinu to Gemara. If someone's magbid on hearing 100 kelis in the shofar, he should zichah v'chayev on hearing on making 100 brachas, because the brachas is a chiyev, and the meir kelis in Rosh Hashanah, which we're so careful with, is a minig. So Rosh Hashanah does come around 2 weeks to go. Do you remember our meir brachas? I remember 1 year Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is quite tight as well. You have a long davening, because you're not home for so long. Come home, have your meal. Before you know it, it's tashlich mincha. You have very little time to try and get any meir brachas. I remember last year in shul 2 years ago. So this person came back to shul before mincha with a bag of sweets and nuts. And I thought he's gone crazy, this guy, what's going on? He said, no, Meir Brachas. He wanted to make sure he got his Meir Brachas. He had the bag in shul before mincha, after mincha. He made sure he got his Meir Brachas. Again, if you're back with the Meir Kolis, you should definitely be back with the Meir Brachas.
Nuts?
Sorry?
Nuts?
The truth is, I'm not sure he's so wrong, because nuts is a minig, it's kamat shirchet, whereas this is a chiv. So if you'd have to, it'd be the ultimatum between not being mega brachos or eating nuts, you'd have to have the nuts. The chiv would never knock away the minig. Makes you take the apple with the honey, yeah? So who's the chiv for men? Of course the chiv is for men. The shayla is the chiv for women as well. This is our machlokes amongst the poskim. They discuss this. Some say yes, some say no. Some say the raya is not a chiv on the woman is because part of the brachas we count in is a lot of brachas and mitzvahs like tefillin, tzitzis, and they don't have that. Lemaisa, I think it's not such a great tiny because if they don't have the brachas, because they don't have the mitzvahs, they still have to, if the chiv is still there, they still have to somehow work it out. Just because they're not chiving the mitzvahs and they can't make a brocha, that's not going to be megalitas that there's no chiv mehr brachas. Just because they count in those brachas and mitzvahs, the cheshbon, it's not such a raya. Lemaisa, they say the minig was never the woman who make the mehr brachas. We never makbid on it. If we never makbid on it, the minig you can see was never they were included, and therefore, if a woman doesn't do meir brachas, she's definitely got plenty much to rely on. And as we said, weekdays usually get to anyway.
The women don't doubt. I mean, you get 57 with a shemana. Sorry, women don't doubt.
Right, women as well don't have the chiyuv. It's not for marriage, and therefore, anyway, they would struggle. The minig was that they were never makbid on meir brachas. The shayla is, what counts?
How do we do this on Yom Kippur?
We're going to get to the cheshbon in a minute. I printed out charts, they're not mine actually, someone gave it to me. And we'll give them out at the end if anyone wants a copy of the exact cheshbon of every goose coming out through every day of the year. The exact number, we'll get to the figures later. The shayla is, what counts for Meir Brachos? How could you do this? How can you work it out? This is a famous Shulchan Aruch Rav, comes from the Magen Avraham as well, who says that you can cause a brachos in Tzricha. He says, Lebashel, at the end of the meal, people have dessert, ice cream, fruit for dessert, and they make a bracha on it. It's not something you eat. But there are clouds to be kaveh suda on, but mainly make a bracha on dessert. He says that even though you make a bracha shin on dessert, you don't make a bracha chrona because you eat it in the meal, and the benching patterns it. He says what you could do is bench first, then make the bracha on the dessert, and the bracha chrona on the dessert is sort of a bracha shin tzricha because you didn't need this bracha, you could have had it in the meal and avoid the bracha chrona. But you can do this in order to get your meir brachas. You create this matzav where you create a situation where you need to make an extra bracha.
If you reach your 100 brachas, can you do that?
Oh, we're going to discuss that as well. Hopefully, if we have time. We're going to get to that, whether there's any interest to keep going with extra meir brachas. Lemaisa said, normally you shouldn't do this on a regular day. Well, you're right. Even if there is an Indian, you still shouldn't create a bracha shin tzricha matzav unless it's mamish necessity. But if you have to create such a thing, you could. Others are also happy with this. So anyway, it's a good reason not to do it if you can avoid it. But you see that on Shabbos, Reb Chiya as well, Reb Chiya Breit Ravia, he was the one who used to try and have extra food, to try and get his name brachos on Shabbos. So you see, it's that kind of time on Shabbos, and if you have to, you rely on this. Lemaisa, The Shacharach as well brings down a very sadi as well. You should have lots of extra fruit on Shabbos to get Yemei Brachos. In fact, the six stages really, if you break down the hierarchy of Brachos, how to get to Yemei Brachos, it goes in a six stage of order preference, what's the best way to do it. The first way, number one, is the best way to do it is you make the Bracha yourself. A Bracha you make yourself, can't go wrong. You make the Bracha, no one's made to you, it's Bracha Yechayim. Very simple. That is the number one, it's the best way, the best sort of Bracha to count towards Yemei Brachos. Lamais the Bach says, if someone's made to you a Bracha, he wants to say that you can't use it as the Yemei Brachos. He brings the Raya, the Shulchan Aruch says, in the morning, it used to be that no one made Brachos HaShachar in the morning, rather the Chazan said it. He says that people didn't know the Amoraitim, didn't know how to say the Brachos, because they couldn't read. And therefore the Chazan said it, and he was made to you everyone else. And the Torah carries on, Abba Bavada is much better than you say it yourself, and that way you get Yemei Brachos. And the Bach is, why is he saying that? He's saying that if someone's made to you, that disqualifies the Bracha from Yemei Brachos. The Bach is a bechidj of the Bach, everyone's failing across the board, the Bach is a shitty chidah. Therefore, if someone is made to you, Abba Bavada use it for Yemei Brachos. But if you want to get the shitza Bach as well, on the Chosh for the Bach, the best you say a Bracha yourself, no one's made to you. If someone is made to you, you can be fully confident that it's okay to come in the Yemei Brachos, because everyone's failing with the Bach, and that's the main psak. That even a bracha, someone else is made to you, you can count him for mere brachas. So number one is a bracha you make yourself, number two is a bracha that someone's made to you, a bracha you mechuyvim. Number three is a bracha that you're not mechuyvim, but a bracha you need. Lamosh, the bracha on laying in Kriyas HaTorah. If you start, using those, now that's no chiv on a yochid, there's no chiv on a person, Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chiv on a tzibu. The person missed laying, he doesn't have a chiv to go in here again, like Megillah is a chiv. Megillah on Purim, if you didn't hear Megillah, you are a chiv to hear Megillah. It's mamash a chiv. So that bracha, if you make yourself, someone's made to you, that's the best type of bracha. Leini, you don't mamash a chiv on you. Rather, you meant to hear Leini. So that is already number three down the list. It's not the best type of bracha to count in. If you're stuck for brachas, you can start counting these things in. And we'll see, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, especially Yom Kippur, where you mamash to have a brachas, Yom Kippur you can't eat. So there's no being mashing the brachas with other foods. You really said for me a brachas. So then the poison start making the cheshbon by counting in the brachas of leining as well. And you make sure you hear them properly. Mechavan for them, you have to count for mere brachas. But the best is if you avoid that and you only count a bracha, you're absolutely mechuyvim. So number one is a bracha you make yourself. Number two is a bracha you should make yourself. Someone's mighty you. Like kiddush, you have to eat by someone as kiddush. Hamoiti. It's a bracha that you're mechuyvim. You plan to eat. It's a bracha you're mechuyvim. That's number two. Number three is a bracha you're not mechuyvim, but you're supposed to hear like leining. Megillah, Megillah's Eicha, Megillah's Rus, which are not Achiv like Esther. Those as well you count in. That's number three down the list. The Mogen Rom explains the reason why this is not so Lechatchila. We said the Gemara said Ravul used to try and eat extra fruit on Shabbos Kez Meir Brachas. Now Ravul for sure down with the Minyan. Where he lived, very Mustaba, it's hard to say that he damned the Achidus, so he probably went and he heard Leini. Like every other Tana and Amira, he heard Leini. And still he tried to be mashlim with the fruit. Why is he mashlim with the fruit? He had leini. You see that the best is to be mekayim the mere brachas with something you mechuyev in, bracha that you make on the food that you eat. If you can't do that, then you count the brachas of leini. But it's only secondary. So the first is you count the brachas you make, and if you start, make sure to make more brachas. If you see you're running late and you didn't do it, you can rely on the brachas you heard this morning or in mincha for leini. So that's number four. That's number three. Number four is even less is Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is a lesser darga than Leining, because Leining you're supposed to hear, well, Chazaras HaShatz was only introduced for people that didn't daven, and we do daven, so it's even lesser level than Leining, that's number four. Number five is, this is right at the bottom of the list, if someone else is a brocha, someone else takes a drink, and makes shahakul on his coffee and his drink, and you hear his brocha, so that brocha, you know, mechuyavid, you don't even need to listen to, Edson, he's middling his brocha, you walk out of the room, no chiv to you at all. If you're really stuck, you count that bracha. Which again, it could be negeir, someone's running late, they've got no brachas left, nothing left, they can't eat. And someone else makes a bracha, at least listen to his, say amen, and that's number five. Number six, which is really bottom of the list, is the other eights that we shouldn't bring down. One of them, the famous one, is Enkel Ikenu. When you say Enkel Ikenu, that is, it's meramus to a bracha. There's a cheshbon the Shmuel Aleke brings down. He brings down, we say Enkel Ikenu, Mikadinenu, Mikel Ikenu, and Noida Lelikenu. Three letters, it's Ein, Mi, and Noida. The first letter is Aleph of Ein, Mem of Mi, and Nun of Noida, which is Amen. And Amen represents a Brocha. And there's three sets, there's Ein, Mi, and Noida, and each one's got four, it's Kelekenu, Kadenenu, Wakenu, Kumashenu. So it's four times three, it's a Chajim of 12. And he says he should say it three times a day, because every Shemoneh Esrei on weekdays is 19 Brochas, on Shabbos is 7, which means you're missing 12 Brochas. So if you got Ein Kalikeinu, Mikadu, Mikalikeinu, and Noida Lelikeinu, with each one, Kumakeinu, Kalikeinu, Kadeinu, Kumakeinu, Kumashienu, 4 times 3 is 12, and now mash of the 12 rocks that has to be missing. Okay, it's an interesting cheshbon how he makes it. That's number 6, that's really at the bottom of the list. If you've got no other eater, you don't have a minion, there's no laning, it's in kippers, you can't eat, and you're really stuck. Ein Kalikeinu, 3 times will bring you up, 12 times 3 for Shema Esras, and it'll help you through for your Mea Brachas. Yes. A lot of people don't say it. Right? If you suck, you'd say it, and then you'd be mashed. There's other sukkim, other tefillahs brought down by the Rishonim. Ein Kalikeinu is the main one they will talk about. There are the ones as well, if you stuck, which represent brachas, and if you're really stuck, you use that. But really, you should be using the main type of brachas, which is a bracha you say yourself. Number 1, number 2, the brachas invites you. Number 3, we said, a bracha like leinim, chazaz hashat, someone else's bracha, at least it's a bracha. Number 6, which is not even a bracha, it's Ein Kalikeinu. It's so far off the mark, it's mamash b'dievet, and if you only use it, you're really stuck. The Magen Avraham brings down from the Shlach, he can say a bracha on Besomim on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. Levayit, he brings it back. Magen Avraham says, it's a day of Inui, where we try and don't have too much comfort, we keep away from comfort. Tisha B'Av, you meant to keep away from any comfort, Shaykh, whereas Yom Kippur is only the ones Chazal made. And Magen Avraham says, if Chazal say, don't wear leather shoes, don't eat, fast, all these things where they're trying to cause you an inuit, to try and feel the severity of the day. He says, if you start smelling besomim, he says, it's not in the theme of the day so much. So he brings down a machloikas to Tzadim here. The Shlach says, you shouldn't. The Seyda Yom, from the time of the Marashah, he says, you should, to be mashing me Mea Brachas. So if you can avoid it, then avoid it. If you're stuck for Mea Brachas, then you would have to do it, because Mea Brachas is a chiv. And you have a machloikas here, so maybe you should then, because it's a chiv Mea Brachas. But you should avoid it. If you've got other ways to do it, then it would avoid it unless you need it. People need it to give them chizuk, give them strength. And in Kippur, then of course it's going to be okay because no real issa. If you can avoid it, then Magen Avraham brings down from the Shlach, you should avoid it. But if you do say you've got the brachas and psalm, there's a bunch of different brachas, you've got to make sure to get them all right and in the right order. And to make them again, you've got to be properly Maseich Das, which is a while later. It's not like brachas. Normally a bracha on a fruit, bracha on food. You go out, you come back in, make a new bracha. Shinei Rishus, chayav a new bracha. Not by Amoitzim Mezunis. But everything else, we make a new bracha. By besomim, we don't say like obviously it's got to be hesach hadas. You go out and come back in, you would not make a new bracha yet. It's got to be it's a while later. You want to chakras, musaf, mincha, probably split the day, and each time you smell it, it's a while later, an hour or so later, probably hesach hadas. Then you'll be able to make a new bracha with besomim. But stab every 10 minutes, go in and out, make a new bracha, that you wouldn't do. It's not like fruit, food, when you make a new bracha every single time you in and out. So if you stop, you rely on the psalm.
It's Manda with the Melech, and when they were second the Mea Brachas, did they damn that as well, or did they rely on the Kabonus? No, whether it was 100 Brachas there.
There's a good challenge. It could be Tefillahs, we know it, but Ashkenaz the Gedola, they made our Brachas of 18, we have 19. It could be one around in that form anyway. So they do discuss what Mea Brachas did they do then. Was it all on food, every Brach they had to make on food? Was it Brachas HaShachar? They didn't have Shema Esra Pashtas, something they did have. So that's part of the discussion. It's a good point how they managed to wake up the Mea Brachas back then. We have it easy for ourselves, especially on weekday. We have Shema Esra, 19 times 3. Filas HaShachar, the Brachas HaShachar is 15. You have another 9 with Ashiotza and Brachas HaTorah, and Kain Neshama, and Tizidoyim. Brachas Kriyashma in the morning and the evening, it's another 8. It's hard to miss the Cheshbon. Some people make the mistake, they look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, because with the Cheshbon, it hits 102. 108, 116 different cheshbonos, all of them over 100. Lamaiza, he's cheshboning to eat 2 meals a day, and each meal of those you wash, something that's long gone out of fashion. And he says that not only you wash, but you bench halakos, something that's for sure gone out of fashion. Every day of the week he's benching halakos. So if you do that, you take out the cheshbon, fine, hands down, you've managed to get your way of brachas, you don't need to think about it. But if you're not washing, if you're not benching halakos, you're not washing, it's much tighter. Supper could be a shahakal, a hadoma, or an avosh, 3 brachas. Haven't got the 5, 6, 7, 8 of the Shabroah expects on his cheshbon. Therefore, you shouldn't just follow his cheshbon blindly. You've got to always check. The Taka Shtim is what you do. You're in Inui Council and Shabon Es, and so they don't do it. Hamapel, some people don't say. Or they're going to talk. You've got to always check every cheshbon, this chart as well. You've got a chart. When he goes with the cheshbon, you've got to always check because a lot of brachas he adds in, he assumes you're saying. Not always he says brachas. Depends, it's all chuslar, it's many different minhagim. You've got to always check that you've got your Mea Brachas. Probably don't just rely on the charts that you see printed. Okay, so that's for someone in Kippur. What happens if you can't reach Mea Brachas? This question before. You can't reach Mea Brachas, it's the end of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you realize you're up to 95, there's no way you're going to make it. Should you still keep saying Brachas? Should you still try? At least you haven't got 95. Get to 98, more Brachas the merrier. Or you say, no, I miss as good as a mile. So there's a famous Maizel Briskrov that he always, Makvit always gets Meir Brachos on Yom Kippur. He didn't even try. There's no point. I miss as good as a mile. And he wasn't Makvit at all to get Meir Brachos. So, especially for the Habodram, the Tour, the Mognavram, many places are not like that. So actually, I think even if you're not going to make Meir Brachos, you should still try and do as many as possible. You try and do it. Reach as many as you can. It's a good challenge. If you got really Meir Brachos, the question for you have Meir Brachos already. Do you still getting 110? What about 112? Is there any mile in that? So that, I didn't find disgust, but could be Meir Brachos, the more the merrier. Again, you may have already got your Meir Brachos, I'm not sure. But if you haven't got your Meir Brachos, keep going, as Machlokes, as much as many points can, but you should keep going if you can, even if you want to reach your 100. The next challenge is, when does it start, Meir Brachos? When does the day start? So say for Hittim, famous Shitta says it starts in the morning till the next morning. Lemaisa, all the Rishonim across the board, every single one of them is Cholek, and they all say it begins the night before, like a Jewish day always begins in the night, till the night. And that's the cheshbon they make. For Shabbos, they start with Ma'ariv and Kiddush. It's always the cheshbon they make. It starts always in the night. More like the Sefer Hittim, these are Shit Yechidah. All the Rishonim hold it starts the night to the night, like a regular Jewish day. And that's the cheshbon you make. You count your Meir Brachos, starting with Ma'ariv, all the way through till the end of the day.
Daven early.
Oh. The next challenge is if you daven early Shabbos. Now, if you daven early, the whole place came, Asub Tzeh L'Chochma, Shuz Al-Havsh, Shuz Al-Havsh, they say that you start from Nacht. So anything before Nacht is Al-Cheshbon, which makes it very difficult. Because if you daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos before Nacht, and you wash, so you've got Kiddush, which is two brachas, and it's daven Amoiti before Nacht, Friday night, so that's already four from your meal. You've got Shemoneh Esrei, which is seven, plus Kreshma, which is another four. So you lost a lot there. Then Motzei Shabbos, if you bench Al-Shutas and daven Ma'ariv after Nacht, Motzei Shabbos as well, you've lost a couple of brachas there. Before you know it, you're struggling with, you need another, you need about 40 brachas, you might actually be Meir Brachas. So if you choish for those poskim, it does get very, very tight. Lemaisa, the Sheva Alevi, and many poskim say that the day begins always when you begin the day, just like by Rosh Chodesh. You don't marry early, you say Rosh Chodesh. You don't have Shabbos early start. Shabbos davening, even before Shkia. Because you begin your new day now. Chanukah Yisrael Nissan. You begin your new day. If you begin your new day now, then that's a new day for you. And you can cheshbon the Meir Brachas of that day from now. So a raya brought down, it's a very stark raya. The Rishonim count in, they all bring down the cheshbon, all of them, 23 Rishonim, all go through the cheshbon of Meir Brachos. And they all count in for Shabbos, Ma'ariv, they count Ma'ariv and washing, Hamoitzi. Now all the Rishonim, come out, all of them always did the early Shabbos. They all made Shabbos before Nacht, it got dark and they couldn't go out to shul. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, says that he used to go for a walk after his meal Friday night when it was still light. So he benched before Nacht. So he has his full meal with man benching before Nacht. And they still count the cheshbon of Meir Brachos. If you're going to say that the brachos before Nacht are not part of the cheshbon, they should also have the cheshbon from Shacharis. Why are they counting in Ma'ariv and the meal, the Kiddush, Hamoiti, benching? Alamai, it's a klal raya from all the Rishonim that you take and begin the day from when you start your day. So if you start Shabbos early, that's when your Meir Brachos cheshbon begins. So for early Shabbos, you begin it then. You begin it when you start your day. Benching Shalosh Shuzos is more shver, because Shalosh Shuzos benching is not so much dafka part of Shabbos. The meal's part of Shabbos, the benching is not part of Shabbos. So if you bench Shalosh Shuzos after Nacht, then you can say maybe it's not part of the cheshbon. But the Friday night meal and davening Ma'ariv, Erev Shabbos, that's definitely part of the cheshbon for your Meir Brachos. Bein HaShemashos, or do Bein HaShemashos, again, it's a Suffolk, Suffolk Rabbanon and Hakel, Suffolk Rabbanon like Ma'ariv, like Sfiras Omer, you can use Bein HaShemashos however you like, as long as you're consecutive all the way through, you can't start changing, you can't bring in Shabbos early, you can't count the Meir Brachos early, and the next day count Sunday's Ma'ariv as well. So it'll always be the same all the way through. You can't be in a Shemosh, it's only a Sofik, and you're going to be mikkel with a Sofik.
It's a Tashlumim though, so you did get it during the day. Like, you didn't have any milk, I say, you'd have a Ma'ariv. So I've got 95 Brachos, can I say, eat and get another
Tashlumim. That's a good child. If you're mashing Ma'ariv from the day before, Shech from the day before.
Yeah, can you mash the Meir Brachos?
But we only get to Ma'ariv, forget them. Or when you get to Milcha, if you get Milcha and you have two Ma'ariv, can you use these Meir Brachos? Yeah, it's a good child, a good point, I'm not sure.
You don't have two Ma'ariv, I mean, you can eat again at night and bench and
Milcha. You can wash again.
You can make Tashlumim and put it in Mishnah again.
You could do, yeah, you can be Ma'ariv both ways and then extra food you whilst get your Brachos in, yeah.
What's about by the lips?
Shavuos, a lot of people stay up at the night, and in the morning they hear brachos of someone else. To count those brachos in is a question, because why are you hearing the brachos of someone else? You're up all night. So something if you can say brachos of shachar, brachos of shachar, on the tzaddik you can't say it, That's why someone's made to you, because you're not sure on Saturday. You can't say it, you can't count on your mayor brachas. So you have to hold a couple of shavuos, which brachas there, which brachas no. You don't want to count in the wrong ones, which you can't really count in. There's a famous, some sefer, the scroll, the medak in the Rambam. The Rambam says, what do you do on Shabbos? Kate said, oichel ma'adyerek, mavorech lefonov al-achrov, eat some vegetables, make a brachas before and after. Mechoyt oichel ma'adpri, eat some fruit, mavorech lefonov al-achrov, make a brachas before and after. And you keep counting your cheshbon mei brachos, ad shemashlim mei brachos, till you are mashlim the 100 brachos. And then medayik in the Rambam says umoyne kol brachos, you count the brachos. The scrolls medayik, part of the mitzvah is to count the brachos. Not only you make them, but you keep cheshbon. On this, many boys can say it's not every day, because every day you get mei brachos without the cheshbon, so you don't need to count. Rather, they hear the Shabbos and Yontov. Shabbos and Yontov, he learns it's a din to count. Right? If you don't count, anyway, you run into problems. Kidumah yaptu. Unless some people, they say from gedolim, they have a cup. Put inside the cup. You're going to see Shabbos, you need about 20 brachas. You put inside 20 pieces of whatever you like. And then when the cup's empty, you know, you've done your mea brachas, you've got your 20 brachas. So that is a way of doing it without counting. Some people, on the other hand, the chosh for this Rambam, and they mamish count. That means you eat food, you count one. Eat something else too. You go into a kiddush, shamzocha, mzoinus, eat a domosh, hakal, mich, barnafoshas, hakofen, you get a 7-8 brachas. You go to shamzocha Friday night, you go to a couple of shamzochas Friday night. Kiddush, Shabbos morning, couple of Kiddushim. It's very easy to get you 20, you need 20 brachas, just 3 times. Even with Ashi, I'll say, you've already got your 20 brachas, no problem. So you keep counting, going, I remember by Shamzach a few weeks ago, and I came out, and the person next to me said, 1 second, he stood there thinking, he'd be, oh, 14. So he's gone mad, so yeah, he's counting, as he went to the Cheshvan, where he's holding, how many brachas he just got in the Shamzach, and now he knows he's up to 14. Keep counting, you get the Rambam, Moine, or Moine kol brachas as you go along. And only getting mei brachos, we managed to count mei brachos as well. My grandfather, when he got ill, I remember he asked my brother to make him a little sefiras omer counters, and he used to turn it every time he did the bracha. He turned it 1, 2, 3 all the way down till he hit the end, and he knew he got mei brachos that way. He couldn't have a cop. He was getting old. He kept turning the sefiras omer with the 2 pieces of wood. He kept turning them, and he made the cheshbon like that. Maybe kosher innovations will bring out one day. Who knows? He managed to count mei brachos like that. As we said, the others that say Dak on Shabbos, you meant to count, the other days it's not Mam Shachiv to count, because you get them anyway. So remember, the Eli Rabba says, the main thing is, you remember the Rebbein Shalom is the Mekhoi HaBrocha, heaven comes from him, you make a brocha, it's only the Mekhoi HaBrocha, it's to remember heaven comes from the Rebbein Shalom. And make sure when you do say Mekhoi HaBrocha, you thank him for what he's given us. So in summary, to sum up, on a weekday normally you get Be'erach, before any meals, just davening, tzitzis, tefillin, Be'erach Shacha, normally you get 90 brachas, which means you're short of 10. 10 brachas with food and ashiyotza, you get 10 brachas. It's usually extremely easy to get your mei brachas on weekday. Although it is shaykh to miss it. If you eat supper before nacht in the summer. In the morning, skip breakfast, dinner, shakol, adomo, eitz, barnafoshes, whatever it is. You get towards shkir and you realize, shaykh to miss your mei brachas, although very unlikely. Shabbos, on the other hand, you're missing a lot of brachas. We said 7 of Shemir Esra, said to 19 brachas is 12, and 7 of Shemir Esra 3 times. Although you have musaf, which is an extra Shemir Esra, another 7. You don't have tefillin, it's another 2 off the cheshbon. But on the other hand, Shabbos, you've got a chiyuv sudah 3 times, and twice kiddush is 2 brachas in the night, 1 in the day. Every meal is at this time, hamotzi, and benching, so you've got 3 of those, which brings the cheshbon back up. It balances out about 80 brachas. So you're going to need another 20 brachas on Shabbos. You match 20 brachas, you know you've got Shabbos. The rest of the year, the holy Yom Tov, Yom Kippur is always the hardest because there's no meals. You're down to, I think, the cheshbon here, on this chart here, 67 brachas. So you're short of 33 brachas in kippah, which is quite a lot, and there's no eating, unless someone's not fasting, then no problem, because you may have brachas. If someone's fasting in kippah, most people are fasting, you're going to have to do one of the eights, either listen to the brachas of Lein, be mechamdish, be you may have brachas, psalmim, ashiyotai, keep a cheshbon, you manage to get you may have brachas. The rest of the Yom Tovim, Sukkot, you've got Leishev, Shechionu, Seder night, you've got quite a few brachas, 4 times, 4 cups of wine, Hamoitzi, you've got Halachilis Matzah, Mor, Karpas, quite a few brachas, Shechionu a couple of times throughout the year, Megillah a couple of times throughout the year, but you can or can't count Megillah, we said earlier, Esther Zachiv, and say, oh, Lachiv, Rosh Hashanah coming up, we've got Malchus, Akronis, and Shefrois. So each one we know we make a bracha in Musuf, it's an extra bracha each time. If you're stuck for brachas, you've got the Chazm, says Malchus, Akronis, and Shefrois. And that's also Bashtim, you make brachas, and you should be able to get it like that. So I've got this chart here and give out, I've got a couple of copies. Brings down here, very simple. Again, you got to check the chart properly, because he brings down a mashal weekday, 108 brachas. We said 108, if you're washing twice a day, and benching alagos, which is not so negia. And you've got to watch out with Yurinenu. If you know it's so, people don't say it. Some people have meaning of God not to say it. Hamapil. Some people do, some people don't. You've got to check the cheshbon, it's always right for you. Berachas Torah is machloikas. Stand in the place of machloikas if it's two or three brachas. The harav knows a new bracha or not. So you have a shayla there, but that's two or three brachas. But pretty much the cheshbon is easy to follow. If anyone wants to pop it, you can have it. Remember, the mayor brachas every day. Discuss this, we'll only see bracha in our lives. We see kol tov.
No, I'm a rat, say Martha. No, I'm a rat. Thank you.
Good.